here at the AgriEvolution 2010 program. I'm having the pleasure to speak with Massimo Goldoni, and I'm going to let you explain what you do.
Yeah, I am the president of the Italian Association of the Agricultural Manufacturer, and also now, still November, I'm the vice president of CIMA, the European Association of Agricultural Machinery Manufacturers. So we thought that in 2008 it would be important to understand what was going on agriculture and on agricultural machinery forecast. So we decided to start in Rome with this event that has a great success with all the worldwide association and all the the important person to understand what is the possibility, the opportunity, the next step we have to face too.
Yeah. Well, what is it that you learned out of that first event, and how has that been a springboard to having the second one now?
Yeah, what we learned is that in that time, in May 2008, the forecast were great, were really something exceptional. Mm-hmm. So we thought that it was just a good way to put all together and to study, to understand how and who could manage all these opportunities. Then in the autumn 2008 started the crisis. So everything changed so quickly, and the forecasts were completely the opposite. So I think that every 2 years now we decided to perform this event, but maybe it could be possible to change these steps, because I think we need to understand that every time there is something important, something changing, some new event that will take some changing in our environmental agricultural machinery.
So how would you characterize, for example, the current outlook in Europe versus here in the United States, for example?
Yeah, in Europe we can see that at the end of 2009 and now at the beginning of 2010, the crisis, I think, has the end of the decreasing phase. So I think now we are at the bottom, and then we are starting to recover, to regain our field. So I think that also in USA, also in America, and all around the world, the phase is now increasing. And we had a very important fair in India in December, and it was a success, because I think that India, that South America, that Africa are so wide, so important, so full of new opportunity generated to the need to make some people that now is starving eat, and to have maybe new technologies, new fuel from the biomass, from energy. So I think there are many different topics that we can try to understand better and to have the right answer.
Well, I know our program is just getting underway, so I better let you get in there. Thank you very much, Massimo, for being able to talk to me here at the AgriEvolution program. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.